Modern theories also take into account something that I've emphasized a lot in the previous few lectures, is that many post-Ice Age hunter-gatherers were pre-adapted to agriculture and animal domestication. Why? They managed their environment to some degree, and they managed their food supplies. They had to. Population pressure from growing local numbers, greater social complexity, and food shortages were all factors, we believe, in the changeover. So, with the complex interplays between short-term climate change and food supplies, the classic example, the younger Dryas, Abu Huraira, the shift away from forest food, nuts, to grasses. Ecological theories of the origins of food production, which are very popular, focus on such ecological factors as long-term variability in food resources and the effects of people interacting with their foods, managing them, extending their ranges, and so on. And proponents of these ecological theories talk of, quote-unquote, opportunities for the introduction of agriculture. Like at Abu Huraira, where people use certain foods like wild wheat more intensively and eventually started planting them and extending their range and very rapidly domesticated them. The truth of the matter is that there is no one theory of the origins of food production which embraces all regions of the world. So much depended on local, cultural, and environmental challenges. And ultimately, it wasn't ecology, it wasn't climate, which really mattered. The ultimate key element, and the one that's hardest to identify, impossible to identify really, is that of human decision-making. All of us, whether we're a family, a community, or an individual, constantly interact with one another and make decisions. And we always make decisions for short-term advantage. Very rarely for very long-term ones, although, obviously, for example, investing in a certificate of deposit for 10 years is a long-term decision. But the short ones we make often have consequences we don't imagine. And people wonder whether the key factor, ultimately, in the adoption of agriculture were the people who made the decision to expand the range of a plant or to plant grasses. That decision or those decisions really were the ones that triggered everything else. But if you step back from that, it may have been cycles of drought that caused these people to say, okay, let us plant, we need food. So the interaction between ecological and social pressures, the pressures of climate and everything else, the pre-adaptation towards permanent settlement, the population growth, all of these things come together, or came together, in this surprisingly rapid change from hunting and gathering to the production of food. And these new economies spread like wildfire. If there is any doubt as to the success of it, just look how rapidly, and we will look at it, farming spread through the old world. Look how many different places it came into being. China, Southeast Asia, Southwest Asia, the Americas, just to name four. Once established, these new economies brought major changes in their train, all of them having profound effects on the shape of human society. Let's look at a few of these. For a start, agriculture anchored people to their fields and caused them to live in permanent settlements for long periods of time, not just a year or year-round, like a hunter-gatherer base camp, but for generation and after generation after generation. Far longer than even the most enduring sedentary hunter-gatherer settlement. And this changed the dynamics of human life profoundly.